We're continuing on Shu'urim on Sha'a Kavanot. We are now on page Kuf Tet of the Sefer Tiva Kavanot. On Ot Kuf Yud Aleph, with Ot Kuf Yud Aleph. V'hine, he says, the Arizal, V'hine, Kasher Techaber Pele Zelemala Im Ashvil Shel Chochma Hi B'shneem Gematra Ganat עם הכוללות, שניהם תנה. הם שלושה עקה, אחד יהודים דקסה, ועד אלפים כמג, דהים דקנה, להורות כי הכל אחד. גם המספר הזה הוא גמטריה נתיב, כי שביל ופלא, עם שני כוללים שלהם, הם תנה. עם ארבע שמות הוויה עולים רלב, כניסקה לאל שהם אב, סג, מהו בן, אשר הם בשביל העליון, ועם שלושה עקה הנזכרים הם שבע שמות, ועם תנה הם הכל בגמטריה נתיב. אי נסבר היטב. I'll explain in a minute. So he says, with this, I've explained to you the inyan of Shvil. I explained to you the inyan of Nativ. Ma inyana bekol makom shetimsem bezoar ubemokom acher shebishvil ze hu sod de chokma. Venitiv hu yisod de bina. So to explain, I mean, really, this is in the middle of a subject. So I think really to understand this properly, we're going to go back a page to get a hekif on this, because it's just a bit, it will give us a better understanding. So we're going to start from Kuf Zayin. And this is explained to us the inner of the Shvil Dakik Venativ and Nizkar B'Sefer Zohar Hichal Remazim. So let me give you a little Akdama. The Arizal explains to us, every time you're making the Bracha Al Baruch Ata Hashem, what you have to do is really you have to draw down Sheva down to the lower, from the higher worlds into the lower worlds, which is called Zun, which is part and parcel of the Olamot of Asiya, and then down to us. Now, in the Zohar, it doesn't use this Loshon of Nimshach Shefa. It doesn't speak like this with the Patsufim, but rather, they give code words. For example, called Netiv, or Shvil, Dakik, Pele. All these code words that you read in the Zohar, you don't know what he's mentioning. So as I tell many people, that really the Arizal really is a tremendous pirush on the Zohar. So let's try to learn the Zohar and the Arizal together to make sense of what the Zohar is saying. So we're going to start again from page Kuf Zayin to get us a running start here. And he says as follows, Pirush inen hukach, ke zivug abavimo hu zivug tadir. We know there's two different types of zivugim that Abavima make. One is called Zivug Tadiri, one is Zivug She'enu Tadiri. The one we're interested in is Zivug Tadiri. Ve'enu mikra leprakim ki Zivug Zun. Lachen, Ashvil hu yesod ha'aba hu mechuba tadir netiv shu yesod ima. So already it's defining for us these words, important words we need to know to learn the Zohar. That there's a connection between Abba's Yesod, which is called Shvil. Let's remember this definition. And it's connected to Yesod Ima, which is called Nitiv. So now he's defined for us a Shvil and a Nitiv. And both in English, we'd loosely translate them as a pathway. Vitamid Ganuz Sham, and it's always hidden there, because that's why it's called Zivug Tadiri. It's constantly connected. V'lachein Loid Yada, Imu le'ela b'chokma, or imhi le'tata b'bina. Therefore, it's hard to recognize where the shefa is coming from, where this is coming from. Abba was coming from Ima, because they're tightly locked together. Kilo olam hu b'chinat zivuk tadir de lo pasik, because it doesn't stop. It's always connected. This spiritual connection. Lachen zeh shevil nikra pele. That's why, since we cannot recognize the source of where the Shefa is coming from, either from the Shevil, which is a reference to Abba's Yesod, or to the Netiv, which is the source of the yesod of ima. So we cannot differentiation. We cannot differentiate and figure out exactly where the shava is coming from. Therefore, the shevil is hidden to a point where it's not recognizable. We call that shevil pele. Pele means wonder, wonderful. pele, like modern Hebrew. Surprising fact, because you know to reveal the Yesod the Abba and to realize that he's actually behind the situation is a surprise to us because he's so hidden. Why? Who mitalem v'gan nignoza betoch Yesod the Divina? Because he's completely hidden. V'nikra elef shel eked avaya dahim. Now, where is this word? Where is the Pele come from? Why are we choosing such a word of Pele for the Shevil, which is the Yesod Abba? Because really, if you change the letters around of Pele, it forms the letter Aleph. Now, okay, so very good. Pele refers to an Aleph. Now, which Aleph is it referring to? It's referring to the Aleph, which is the first letter of Eke. Now, you can spell Eke in different ways. You can spell Eke with, I'm talking about the Miloy Eke, with yuds or aleph or hays. This pele or this aleph is a reference to the eke spelt in with hays, with yud hahin. That's right, with hays. V'hinen is ba'el el ki shem ze de eke ole b'gematria ralab. We know when we take the gematria will give us ralab. So let's look at kuf aleph in its siv. And he says, so we spoke around before the way we extended the word Eke to come out with the gematria of 232. You should go back to the reference to those previous shiurim, how we did that. Vein kein, now that you, that's without the aleph of the eke, which when you change the letter is called pele. When you add pele, it means you add the aleph lamed pe, the aleph, to the eke, when it's spread out of 132, so 132 plus 80 and 30 is 110, 111, that could give you the gematria of 343, which is the gematria of Geshem, Legashem, to manifest. Shu sod maim nukvim debina, v'yesod shela anikra guvuot gishamim. This is the manifestation of the Shefa, which is finalized and descends onto this world. V'yesod shela, from her yesod, which is always the entrance point, or the exit point, from the exit of the spiritual world into the more mugushim dika world. V'gamo v'gamatria shemimakolev. V'hu sov, v'ze sov, v'ata amata yadadicha b'shem. Yadadicha b'shem. Ki mebechina zu nimshach Moshe Rabbeinu. Because this is where Moshe Rabbeinu came from. V'gam hu b'china shvil im kolel. This is actually shvil im kolel, because if you take the gematria of what we spoke about, it comes out shvil im kolel. Rames ki shvil shel chokma hu ganu sham tamid. Because remember, you saw the Abba is called shvil, and it's going in its nativ. So shvil is the reference of the hiddenness of the yisod the chokma, so the Abba, which is hidden inside the yisod the ima. וזו אשר נרמז לאל בביאור דיבר הזוהר באמרו לא התיידע לא לאלה ולא לתתה. That's the reference in the Zohar, when that famous phrase that we don't know what's on top, what's on the bottom, that's a reference to the Yesod Abba hidden inside the Yesod Ima, where you cannot tell one from the other. That one page Kuf Tet, where we started. והנה כאשר תחבר פלא זה למעלה, Pele was again with reference to the Yesod the Abba, the hidden part of it. Im Shvil Shel Chochma, okay, which is the actual Yesod the Abba. Yishneh gematria ginatz. So again, the pele with the shvil together give you the gematria of 453, which is ginatz. Ima kol shneim tana. Vehem shlosha eke. And together that makes the shlosha eke altogether. That's the gematria of shlosha eke. Echad the yudim. Again, we said we can spell eke in three different ways with the yudim, which will give you the gematria of 161. The alafim, which is kamag, 143, and the hayim, which is 151. Lehorot ki akol echad gam mispar ze b'gematria netiv, and also this is same as netiv. Ki shvil v'pela im shnei kolim shleim etena. So we have all together the same gematres. Again, we're trying to equate over here the Yisod the Abba, Yisod the Ima, Yisod the Abba being inside Yisod the Ima, Yisod the Abba, which is called Shevil, Yisod the Ima, which is Nativ. Now we're coming up with the gematria of Shevil Vepele, which is part and parcel of Abba, is the exact same gematria of Nativ or Tana, which equates one to the other. Now, im abba shemot, if you add together the four havayas ha'olim ralab, which are Absag Ma'uben, asher hem b'shvil le'elyon, that's the shefa coming from Abba, right? Absag Ma'uben is Abba side, and kasa kama kama kanag is the shefa coming from Ima side. Im shlosho eke nizka Hashem Sheva Shemot, so you're going to have seven names altogether. Ab, Sag, Ma'uben, which is four on the male side. And then the three Ekes, which is Kasa, Kamag, Kana, that's the other three. That's seven names altogether with Tana, which was a Gematria of Bopel and Shevil. Altogether, Ariad Kol, Begematria, Nitiv. That's going to give you the great Gematria of Nitiv. Harin is by hated. Inyan Shvil. So now we've explained to you the Inyan of what it says in the Zohar, Shvil, which is again reference to the Yisod Abba. The Inyan and the Tiv, Yisod Imam. Ma'inina b'kol makom shetim tzeh b'zohar. Every time you find now the reference of the Shvil or the Tiv in the Zohar, you know what it means, says the Arizal. Gam b'mokom acher, sheshvil hu Yisod Chokhma, and the Tiv hu Yisod Imam. Also, Mamakom Acher. You also find this reference. Nachzor Livaer Milat Ata. Now, all that was really to give us an insight in Ata. Now, Nachzor, we're going to go back to the world of Ata. So, all that was explained above. Now, we're going to go into the world of Ata. Ki Milat Ata. Aleph Tav Hey, who Rashi Tevot Shel Pasuk Asher Tena Hodecha Al Hashemayim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, but Tehillim Chet Bet. Okay, it's very important. So every time you say the word Ata, remember, think of this Tehillim: Ata Tenecha Hodecha Al Hashemayim, that you would give Hodea until Shemayim. Hakavana Ki Acher She'orenu. Now that we've pointed out, she is so that Abba v'Ima be milat baruch keniska. We've already explained the word baruch and how the Yisod Abba is ganuz inside the Yisod Ima. In ata b'milat ata, now in the word ata, we're going to connect the chabah shlem yachah b'yisod shela. We're going to connect his yisod into her yisod. V'ata nikra yisod shela asher. And because of this connection, now the Zohar explains to us that the connection is going to combine together and here you're sold to change your name to Asher. Because we know the Yisod Abba is called really another name for, besides Shvil, it's called also Rosh, the head. And the Nekeva is called Asher, which is just manipulating the letters of Resh Aleph Shin to the letters of Aleph Shin Resh, just swapping the letters together, and you have the same gematria. Achakar nimshach shefa shel malchut bina shibichinat ateret Yisod Abba. Now, once we have this connection established between Yisod Abba and Yisod Ima, we're going to draw down the shefa to the Malchut de Bina, because we're by the Yesod, and we know Yesod is higher than the Malchut. We have to draw it all the way down to the Malchut de Bina. She b'chinat ateret Yesod sheba, that's which is another called, in other words, which is called the ateret Yesod de Ima. Shosod shifule shipule ma'ayin kinizga b'tukunim b'gemara yotze shefa min Yesod sheba v'nimshach la Malchut ainu atar sheba. והוא, אז זאת התרה נקרא תנא, לפי ששם הוא שלושה עקה, בילו יודעים אלפים להין, עולה בגמר תנא. כל זה הוא בחינה חמישה חסדים שנותן לה אבא. So we're pulling down, now let's just backtrack for a minute. What's happening is that Yesod the Abba is giving over to Yesod the Ima, which is called five חסדים. That's the Shefa, that's the stuff, or the Shefa, whatever you want to call it, that is being Nimshach from Yisod Abba, Yisod Ima. She takes it into her Yisod and finally puts it down into her Malchut, its lower area. Now that is a combination of the, as we said before, the three Ekes, which is the Gematria of Tana. Now on page Kufyud Beis, V'omnam gam I yesh ba chamisha gvot. Now we have to know in her Yisod there's also five gvot over there. So again, he's giving over five chasadim. She has already in Yisod five gvurot. And that's all in her malchut now. We're drawing everything down to her malchut. And the malchut's called hodcha. Lefish of chamesh gvurot mispashba hu mechesed ad hod sheba kula mikra hodcha. Why is it called hodcha? Because it starts from hod down to malchut. Netzach. Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Those are the last three. So it's going down the five. Really, what happens is we're starting from Chesed. That's number one. Gvura, number two. Tiferet, number three. Netzach, number four. Hod is number five. That's the culmination of the five Gvurot which are coming down. That's why it's called, this whole process is called Hodcha. That's why the Pasuk in Tehillim, it refers to the word of Hodcha, Al Shamayim. We go all the way down to the Ateret Yesod Shali Midbaru Shlosh Bechinot Asher Tena Hodcha. Now I explain to you the words in Tehillim of Asher, which refers to the Yesod Deima. Tena is the Shefa. Hodcha is a further process of the Chamish Gvurot, which are already in the Yesod Deima. That's what David the Melech meant when he said the Pasuk Asher Tena Hodcha. Haramozah b'milat ata. And this is all a very concisely put into the word of ata. Shebebo'uch ata. Because ata again is Aleph, Tav, He, a reference to Asher Tena Hodcha, as the Arizal explained to us this sod over here. Let's continue a few more minutes. V'nivayah milat. Actually, this is a new sugya of Ahayah, so I think we're going to stop it here, Hashem, and we'll continue next time we meet.